What is it that we're living for?
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop harmony. For those of you who may be new to our show, acapella is vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop harmony is a style of acapella. Although we play barbershop music most of the time, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles of music. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop harmony has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. I'm Joe Connolly, and now here are your mighty awesome hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Al St. Louis.
I'm Jamie.
No, wait, that's not right. Let's try it again. And Al, just pull your chair a little closer to the microphone so we can hear you well. There we go.
I am Al St. Louis.
There you go. You're Al St. Louis.
I'm Al St. Louis.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And you're Jamie Jones. Okay, now that we've got that all straightened out.
Yeah, what's my line?
Welcome, everybody, to an American Acapella, which is going to follow up on a show we did 2 months ago when we tried to predict who the top five barbershop quartets might be in this year's international competition, which was held in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City. And Jamie, you were not at the convention, but Al and I were.
That's true. But the pictures and the videos were amazing.
They are pretty amazing. It was an amazing contest. The quartet contest, as always, had everybody, you know, like, well, I think these guys got it. No, I think those guys got it. And it was back and forth. But I'm not sure there was the same question about the chorus contest, Al, right?
Absolutely not. There was no doubt in my mind that Westminster won the whole show.
Yeah. Westminster, California was just amazing. A repeat win again for them, and another gold medal for Justin Miller as their director.
I told Al that someone was texting me, and they were watching the video, and then partway through the text, they were just texting me regular stuff, and all of a sudden they go, wait a minute, I think Westminster just won. Right after their performance.
Right. And up until that time, it was the Ambassadors of Harmony with Jim Henry as director, who had been just did an amazing performance, outscoring most chorus scores from past years. But Westminster was just that much better. There are 15 judges in our society, and when they judge, and Westminster actually had 4 100 scores, perfect scores. That's never happened before.
Wow.
So it was pretty amazing. So check out the videos if you can, but we have obviously the audio for you. And let's get right to Westminster doing a song from The Greatest Showman. And this is called From Now On.
Whoa. became a king. For years and years I chased their cheers at a crazy speed of always needing more, wanting everything. But when I stop and see you here, I remember who all this was about.
There you have Westminster in their obviously live performance of From Now On.
Go and watch that video if you, can't. Go watch it.
You've got to watch both Westminster and the Ambassadors of Harmony. And when you watch the Ambassadors, Al, we have a secret for them, right?
Don't fix your set. That's
don't try to fix your TV. The color on your screen because it's an amazing performance, and they did it in black and white. And you're thinking to yourself, what? What?
Yeah, you gotta watch.
You gotta see it. It's very cool. Ambassadors were second, and in third place was Sweden's representative 08. In fourth place, Central Standard, and that's only a 45-man chorus, not that large. Westminster had 100 on stage, and the Ambassadors had 125. Toronto Northern Lights was fifth, then Sound of the Rockies, Music City Chorus, Heralds of Harmony from Tampa, Florida, Salt Airs from Utah, and Southern Gateway rounded out the top 10 in the choruses. We're only going to play Westminster for you today because we want to get to the quartets. And Jamie, I have something you don't know yet.
You do?
Yeah, well, actually, there's a lot of things I have that you don't know yet.
That's very true. That's very true, Mike. We don't need to go into that here, but that's very true.
But Al, I was telling Al that we had done a prediction show last time,
yes,
as to who the top five might be. And we did them in reverse order. I don't know if you remember that. We talked about, you know.
I do remember one of them, and I never congratulated you on where you said one of them was going to come.
And that was?
Midtown.
Midtown, right. We did the top five, and I said, but I want to throw in a quartet called Midtown, because I was so impressed with them when I heard them, and they leapt from, I believe they were ranked 11th or 10th or something like that going in, and they ended up in fifth place. So we'll play them when we get to it. But tonight I thought we'd go in the order of winning. And Signature, Al, what was your impression of them?
Oh, they've always amazed me. And like I say, that lead is such an amazing singer. He just makes it effortless.
Yeah,
makes it sound effortless.
He's a good performer, too. Like the way he presents himself when he comes out to the stage is just that he pulls you in.
Yeah. And all right, so let's listen to Signature and a song that they did in the finals. And most people will know this one, Proud Mary.
You know, every now and again, we think y'all like to hear something from us that's nice and easy. But y'all know Signature don't do nothing nice and easy. We do it rough. And that's the way we're about to do Proud Mary.
Job in the city. We were working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep in worried about the way things might have been. Oh, big wheel, keep on turning.
Rolling on the river.
revelation. Probably should have gotten some chairs to put that down on. Right. Smarter.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
I'm Al St. Louis.
Al St. Louis is our guest host tonight, along with Jamie and I doing our normal duties. And Al and I were both fortunate enough to attend the Barbershop Harmony Society International Convention just a couple weeks ago in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City. And we're reviewing the winners in the chorus contest. We've already played Westminster, which won with an extremely high score, an amazing performance. And now we're on to the quartets. We've listened to Signature do their Proud Mary, which was not the winning song on Saturday night. A lot of people were like, that's a little bit different. Actually, the third-place quartet, Quorum, won on Saturday night, so it kind of moved around. For those of you that are not familiar, there's a quarterfinal session, sing two songs, and a semifinal, sing two songs, different songs, and then a finals session, sing two more songs, and it's cumulative of all six.
And it's usually the most consistent, right, who ends up winning in the end. So even if you have one great hit, if you don't do great hits the other times, that's what can bring you down. So even though Quorum crushed it in the final night.
Yeah. They didn't have enough to catch Signature, as right. They say. In second place, a very popular quartet. Al, you've known this lead singer for a long time, right? Yeah,
Sean Devine is one of my, other than Joe Conley, is probably one of my, the most famous leads in the society.
Right. He's been in a lot of great quartets.
Tremendous quartet singer. OC Times was his gold medalist quartet before this, and I'm sure Throwback is going to get there sooner or later.
Right. And we have Michael Scott singing bass, great bass singer, a nice young man, and then two brothers, Dan and Alex Rubin, singing tenor and baritone. So let's listen to second place quartet, Throwback, singing a Steve Tramack arrangement of All the Time.
Time I thought there's only me, crazy in a way that no one else could be. I would have given everything I own if someone would have said, "You're not alone." Time I thought that I was wrong, wanting to be me, but needing to belong. If I had just believed in all I had, if someone would have said, "You're not so bad, not so bad," all the time, all the wasted time, all the years waiting for a sign, to think I had it all, all the time.
I thought
I don't fit in. Try to play the game, but never seem to win. I would have found the strength to not lose steam if someone would have said, just dare to dream, to dream.
All the time I thought
there's me, crazy in a way that no one else could be. Can't believe that you were somewhere too, thinking all the time, there's only you, all the time, all the wasted time, all the years waiting for a sign, to think I had it all the time.
Was second place medalist Throwback, and now we move to third place, a quartet called Quorum. Very impressive, Al, right? We mentioned that they actually won on Saturday night.
Yeah, very impressive quartet. I've always loved Chris Vaughn as a lead, who won a gold medal with Gotcha, and Gary Lewis, who's an amazing bass, who won with Platinum singing tenor.
And won again, right? He won also singing baritone.
With Max Q, yes.
Yeah, with Tony Droza and Max Q. A lot of experience here. Let's get to Quorum as they sing I Love to Sing Up.
Ain't it grand?
Oh, ain't it grand
to live and breathe and let your chest expand.
About the moon and the June and the spring, I love to sing about a sky of blue and a tea for two, anything with a swing or two, and I love you, I love it too, I love it
to sing,
I love to sing.
Give me a song
about the sun, a gun, a wind, done a wrong up, but
keep it cleaner
with a cottage smaller by a waterfall, any saba
that'll throb
up to a bluebird's call, I love it too, I love it to sing, I really love to sing,
I was born singing full of
la-dee-da, Hollywood is gonna spot me, got through Yale with Bula Bula,
la-dee-da,
old microphones got me,
yeah.
I love to sing, I love to wake up with the south on my mouth, and wave the flag up.
with a cheer for Uncle Sammy and another for my mammy. I love to sing.
My life is grand because I love to sing.
I love to sing about the Luna and the Juna and the Springa. I love to sing about a sky blue and tea for two. Thing with a swing and I love you.
Oh, you know that I love to sing.
I love to sing about the sun a gown and when done a wrong a. But keep it clean up. About a cottage small by a waterfall. And if you see a bluebird, just give me a call. I love it. Yes, I really love it. Can't you see that I love to sing?
I was born a singing fool.
La di da di da, la di da di da. Yeah, I gotta sing. That's my only rule. La di da di da, da 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 da. I love to sing. I love to wake up with the south on my mouth and wave the flag.
A cheer for Uncle Sammy
and another for my mammy.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. And I can sing anything with a swing and make a thing because
So Quorum, which was actually ranked fourth going into the contest, ended up third after that spectacular finals song. The fourth place quartet going in was Rooftop Records, and Rooftop Records ended up, instead of being third, ended up being fourth, Jimmy.
That's right, and a lot of people don't know that these scores are very close.
Oh, like, yeah, we're talking portions of a percentage.
Right, point. Right, so we're not talking when one beats another by being third versus fourth. I mean, you're talking percentages of a point. But the fourth place is Rooftop Records, which has Chase Guyton, Dustin Guyton, Jamie Breeden, and Jackson Pinder.
All right, and we're going to play for you a song that they did called Don't Worry About a Thing. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Ba 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 ya ba 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 ya.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. They're always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having.
Don't you worry about a thing,
not a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing,
my. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out.
Oh,
they say
life's a drag
and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces.
Don't you worry about a thing,
don't worry, babe.
Don't worry about a thing,
my baby. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Yeah, when you get off your trip, don't you know
about a thing,
not a thing.
Chance to check out my mood, yeah.
You're the only one who sees the change
you take yourself through.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
you worry
Don't you worry about a thing.
Not a thing. Not a thing. Baby, don't you worry now. Not a thing. Not a thing. No,
American Acapella is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And I'm Al St. Louis.
Al St. Louis is sitting in as a special guest host. And Al, this next song that's coming up was by the quartet that Jamie mentioned at the top of the show, Midtown, from New York City, who just set the world on fire. Four young gentlemen that were just amazing in their appearance when they qualified for the international contest, which was in Lake George, New York, and I was emceeing at the time, and they just blew me away. And so it came true for them. They went from wherever they were ranked to ending up in fifth place. But this song has a little history with you.
Yeah, I sang this song, Spider-Man, with a quartet called Overdrive, who I sang lead with. Eric Ruthenberg did an arrangement of it, but they've taken it one step further and done an animated video of it, which is very entertaining if you get a chance to watch the video.
So check that out on YouTube. And Jamie, this is one of those quartets where you don't know anything about them.
I have no clue. No clue. But I have watched a little bit of that video that Al's talking about, and it's really cool to watch. So even if you're into Barbershop or into Spider-Man or whatever, it's a great, great video to watch.
All right, let's listen to Spider-Man.
Hey, newfangled four, are you ready for a brand new word I heard?
It sounds like it's for the birds.
Guys, it's new, it's true, you see.
Can we sing it in four-part harmony? We'll see. What is it?
Ready.
What is it?
Fine. Something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you're always so precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hum-diddle-diddle-diddle-um-diddle-i.
Time to sing the words, you guys, when trying to express oneself. It's frankly quite absurd.
Absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons. You find the perfect word.
You know,
a little spontaneity will really make your day. So Joey Bus will sing it in the newfangled form. Way! Come out on the
scary carnivore Tyrannosaurus.
Even though it is something
quite atrocious, if you sing it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Superpower, fergalicious, definition.
Oh, Joseph!
Why don't you give it a try?
Sure, my dudes, now I'm your guy. Now Gandhi fasted so long that his frame was rather frail. And when he eat the strangest foods, his breath was often stale. He walked barefoot so hard and bottoms were his diagnosis. Super callous, fragile, mystic, hexed by halitosis. Ptosis.
You didn't make that up, I bet.
I stole it from the internet.
From cyberspace, I want my baby jacket from the net.
The information superhighway.
Hey, Ryan, I think it's your turn.
The melody I haven't learned, I only know the baritone.
That's okay, you're not alone.
I don't wanna
do it!
Supermassive, black, holistic, baritone-adocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious,
if you leave things out enough, then no one else will notice. Super mega califragilistic, expialidocious.
Who wrote this awful chart for you?
It's Anthony Bartholomew.
You gross.
Hey guys, this isn't going just exactly how I planned.
What do you think we should do, my redhead friend Jackson? Let's ask the audience to see if they can pronounce it. I bet they think they can, but we all know they're full of shh.
sharpness. 1, 2, 3, it's...
Hey, not bad, you did so rad, you said the word we knew it. Let's shift it to the judges now to see if they can do it. No, too late, you blew it, you blew it, you blew it. You see, there's nothing to it. Now watch us sing right through it, the whole dang word. The whole dang word. It's supercalifragilistic.
It's artistic and linguistic.
Supercalifragilistic.
Nothing else rhymes with istic.
Supercalifragilistic.
I see by the clock on the wall, it's time to wrap up another American Acapella show. And Al, I want to thank you very much for coming in and being with us this
weekend.
Yeah,
thanks, Al. Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, nice to have you. And this is your second time doing American Acapella,
second time,
right?
Yeah.
We'll have to make it a third coming up soon. And we just want to recap some things.
I'll have to charge you next time.
Yeah. Make sure. We'll pay, you double.
Your check is in the mail.
Yeah. Great. Again?
Again. We just want to recap a little bit about the contest that was held in Salt Lake City just a couple weeks ago. And we told you who the top 10 choruses were. What we did not mention is that we were very well represented here in the Northeast by Vocal Revolution. And Vocal Revolution is from Concord, Massachusetts. Our good buddy Kai Outerbridge is directing them now, and Joey Constantine was directing them. And interestingly enough, the two songs they did, one was arranged by Kai, one by Joey. They did Charlie on the MTA, which was a Joey arrangement. But a bunch of talented guys there. They did very, very well. Scored an 80%, so that's a nice score, and we wish them continued success, although Providence might someday like to have them not have quite as much success. But anyway, that's the chorus contest. And in the quartet contest, we were represented by three quartets this year from the Northeastern District, right, Al?
Yeah, a quartet called Greenlight, Drive, and Daily Special.
Right, and Kai, we were just talking about, the bass of Daily Special, and then our very own Narragansett Bay Chorus assistant director, Chad.
Chad Putka.
Right, and Jamie, he's your director.
He's
right?
My director, yes, at Voices United.
Chad directs a mixed chorus along with Alyssa.
Yep.
And so he's working hard this summer. And
it was great to be represented by three quartets.
And we don't want to leave out Isaac singing tenor and
that's
Ben
true.
Singing baritone.
Yep.
Did a great job, Daily Special, our good buddies. And Greenlight, who is past district champion. Drive, who's past district champion. So I
all
think
a bunch of great
I
people.
I think that bodes well for Daily Special. So
yes.
No pressure.
Right.
We want to just make sure that we recognize all of those groups that that sang and did a great job. It was a wonderful week. And Jamie, as far as American Acapella goes, we want to tell everybody how to get in touch with us, because normally we have all kinds of acapella represented. This has just been a strictly barbershop show this month. But,
right. Well, it's a big month for barbershop,
right,
in the barbershop world. But yes, if you want to get in touch with us, send us some of the stuff that you think we should play on the show. You can reach us at WCRI@classical959.com. You can also go to AmericanAcapella.com. There you can listen to past shows, you can contact us there, or you can follow us on AMAC Show, which is AMAC Show. If you're a group out there and you follow us, I always go and I listen to your music and stuff, and I try to get it into our show. So if you follow us, you might be lucky to get on the show one day.
There you go. We've had lots of different groups on the show, from California to England to Sweden to
that's
all
right
over the world,
that's
Australia,
right.
And so... Give us your a cappella favorites. It doesn't have to be barbershop. And, well, let's wrap this whole thing up by talking about a quartet that is kind of representing the Northeastern District, at least 25% of it. The bass singer Kirk Young is from the beautiful state now of New Hampshire, right?
New Hampshire,
now, where
yep.
you are.
Yep.
And how far is Kirk from you?
He's about 45 minutes from me.
Oh, so that's like a big place up there.
Yeah.
Because in Rhode Island, 45 minutes, you're out.
Right, that's it. You're done.
Kirk was originally from Maine and sang in his first district quartet championship called The Management. And they went on to represent the Northeastern District International several times. And then Kirk went to work for the Society as a music specialist for a year. He's done things like he's sung at with the Boston Pops, and
he's directed the Boston
everything.
Pops. Yeah,
yeah. So quite a musical talent, yep. And we're being nice to him because maybe he'll be judging us someday.
That's true.
We love him.
We love him.
Let's just get down to the point.
Right. And Kirk is in a quartet called Category 4, along with Tim Reynolds, who is an excellent quartet singer, been around for quite a while. Tim Brooks singing lead. And Clay Hine, who has a gold medal with one of our old favorites, Fred.
And they're all categories. They're all judges, so we need to be nice to all of them.
This is the best quartet in here.
Yeah, this is and they have on occasion been on the same panel. So that's an interesting thing that happened.
Not judging themselves.
No, judging other people. That did happen to me one time back in the 70s when I was judging and I was singing with a quartet and we had other judges that we'd be able to get on the same panel.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember the 70s?
Right? Yes.
Where were you?
I was, what part of the 70s?
Well, this would have been around 75, 76, somewhere in there.
I was pushing my way into the world, Mike.
There you go. All right, let's leave it at that. I'm glad you phrased it that way. It was very nice. All right, let's listen to Category 4, last song today, and it's called Lazy River. And this is a Clay Hine arrangement, which is what most of Category 4 does. Al, once again, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
All right. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And I'm Al St. Louis.
See you next time on American Acapella.
Well, it's a lazy day. Just hanging around. We're just watching all the clouds roll by.
Just hanging around, and we're lazy old river down by the run. Run the lazy, lazy river in the noonday
sun, yeah.
Lingering in the shade of a tree.